Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In Newtown, North Dakota, at Teddy's Residential Suites for today's What's On Your Mind and a brand new top 10 town broadcast. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Welcome to the program, the most listened to program in North Dakota, and we want to start early and often by thanking you for that distinction on What's On Your Mind. Put our telephone number right there in your speed dial at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, our email address. And you can all, well, you can't text Todd today. Let me give you a little update on why you will not hear Todd, the radio god Mitchell, on the program today. So he and I are chatting on the phone last night about 8 o'clock about today's show. And then about 9 o'clock, I get a text, I'm at the ER. Won't be there tomorrow, maybe having a heart attack. Well, I'm like, there, thank you. Now you've got me concerned, and I have no idea. I later heard from Carrie, his wife, that it was just a little bit of a scare, but they did keep him for some tests. So all is well, but you can keep Todd in your prayers, and he will no doubt be back behind the microphone tomorrow with us on What's On Your Mind. So, why are we in Newtown, North Dakota today? Well, first of all, you may remember we did something called the What's In Your Town Tour. And the What's In Your Town Tour was an exploration mission that we thoroughly enjoyed, getting us to about every corner of North Dakota, just to go ask that very simple question, hey, what's here? What's in your town? And in the process of doing that, we discovered a few gems. And now we're assembling a list of our top 10 towns. And we're going to talk about those top 10 towns all year long. So What's In Your Town was sort of an exploration mission, as I say, and an opportunity to get to these towns. You know, once and then maybe twice, but in the case of Top 10 Town, we sort of adopt them as one of our top 10 favorites. And Newtown's the first one. And it is, of all the What's In Your Town tour stops, it was one I remember very well, mostly because of the promise that it held, right? I mean, I think if you had been at Newtown any time over the last 4 or 5 years, fairly you could say you'd notice a city in transition and a lot of growth going on. I mean, the casino's here and the lake's here and the Staples are there. But just a lot of ebb and flow. And that chaos that really has impacted much of, you know, the areas where oil and gas production is happening is settling into a little more of a calm. And we've got some work to do with some construction and development. But it's to the point now where you get it, right? You look from the 30,000-foot view and you say, okay, I see what's coming out of the ground here. I understand. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today with our guests on the program as well. Governor Tim Pawlenty will be here. He's the former governor of Minnesota. He also was a presidential candidate in the last cycle. And, of course, many thought he would be Mitt Romney's nominee. He started out very strong. And ultimately, after the Iowa straw poll said, I'm out of here, but has been a runner-up to Sarah Palin and a runner-up to Paul Ryan for the VP slot 2 years in a row, I think, now has just said, I'm not doing this anymore. But he has some valuable insights, having been in the middle of that storm before, about the presidential race. And a story in Bloomberg caught my attention because I thought it was some of the most insightful commentary on why Donald Trump is doing as well as he's doing. And so I asked Governor Pawlenty to join us on the program, and he will later on today. So we look forward to that conversation as well. We have another food fight going on, and I don't like food fights when it pertains to GOP presidential candidates. The media loves them. CNN today has run, I think, 3,000 different versions of the Donald Trump-Jeb Bush fight. And, you know, Jeb Bush and Donald Trump, and Jeb Bush is just as guilty as Donald Trump in this, by the way, but they're throwing pot shots back and forth at each other. Not wise, in my opinion. I mean, I like the pivot that Donald Trump has taken from pot shots to policy. I think that's what will sustain him in the race and make sure he's not a flash in the pan. And he had a great, Donald Trump, separate issue, but he had a great exchange with a reporter over what the reporter thought was the offensive term that Donald Trump was using, anchor baby. And so he asked the reporter, well, what should I call him? And you can't even believe what the reporter thought he should call him. It was a political correctness at its worst. We have the exchange. We'll play it for you today on the program as well. One other story I want to get to at some point is, you know, I love being in towns like this because you just get a sense of the local flavor. And I was on my way up from Bismarck last night after some meetings there, and I stopped at Washburn. I had a lot of stuff to do, reply to emails about 7 o'clock at night, and I pulled out the laptop, and I pulled into the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant in Washburn. We'd just been talking about them for our friends at Cloverdale, and I sat down, and I had an incredible meal, great breakfast. I mean, the Cloverdale sausage, I might have ordered a side of bacon, I'm not sure, and everything was just fantastic, okay? And then I see this story today out there about some website called theculturetrip.com. And the Culture Trip is saying where to eat in North Dakota. All right, so you go to this and you say, if I'm traveling to Asia, Europe, you know, Middle East or North America, I'm going to go to the USA, and I'm going to be in North Dakota, where should I eat? Okay, so it has the top 10 list of where you should eat. Now, there's some good restaurants on here. There's some really kind of cruddy ones, to tell you the truth, on their top 10 list. I won't name names, or I might if you prod me. But they're all in Fargo and Bismarck. Now, again, there's great restaurants at Fargo and Bismarck, a couple, but there's just as many all throughout North Dakota. This is the stuff that I just, you know, I don't know, just go up and down 94 and then say you found the best restaurants. So another reminder not to listen to these national rankings. Last story that I have on my mind today is out of Wisconsin. Saw this on the Kelly File last night, had heard about it nowhere else. Evidently, there have been a number of raids to the homes of former Scott Walker aides in Wisconsin, and it's really bizarre. They had on the last night a mom and a son that were party to a raid, and it was chilling. That particular one happened like 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning. They pull up with a bunch of cops. They, you know, bang down the door. They don't tell them why they're there. They go throughout the house, and then they tell them they can't talk about it. And supposedly, this is because of some investigation, and nobody knows what the investigation is. But have you ever heard of that? You know, you can't tell anybody that we did this. And not one, not two, but like 5 or 6 of these have happened. It tells me that Scott Walker's a formidable candidate for the GOP nomination if, you know, some thugs in Wisconsin are so worried they've got to try and dig up some dirt. But I could not believe that should not happen in the United States of America. That is one bad deal. So we're going to chat about that today as well. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com today for your email comments. And we have a lot of traction on different stories on Facebook. If you'd like to go there, you can do so as well. And we do have a Little Cottage Cafe gift certificate in Bismarck. Now, that should be on the top 10 restaurant list, for crying out loud, as well. If you want to check that out, give us a call today. And a lucky caller sometime in the next 2 hours is going to win a certificate courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale. As I mentioned, we're in Newtown today, and our host is Brett Erdman at the beautiful Teddy's Residential Suites right here. Brett, nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Scott.
Do you mind just kind of hanging out as co-host today?
Oh, that'd be great.
We have Todd the Radio God, you know, getting band-aided up there a little bit, so we need a co-host today anyway, and I love the fact that we're here in Newtown. You know, I was thinking as I woke up this morning, bright and early, and looked around the hotel room here at Teddy's, I thought, your hotel rooms feel like home. There's not many hotels that feel like home, right? You sometimes have the feeling you want to get out of there just about as soon as possible. But you guys have really done a nice job just building very homey hotels. So congrats on that.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Is that by design? I mean, is that?
Yeah. You know, we tried to consider everything that people are, you know, that means a lot to people to make them feel like they're at home with the color scheme and the rich, dark wood, and you know, which makes it more homey and warm feeling, comfortable feeling. So, yeah.
Even as I'm looking around the room, right, I mean, it just kind of struck me that, why is it, you know, this? What's different here? And you see furniture that you don't see in your typical hotels. I mean, for lack of a better term, you see stuff that I think you feel like you see in that hotel, sort of that stock dresser and, you know, the chair in the corner of the bedroom or whatever. But it's different. They're upscale. So.
Yeah, they are. We decided, you know, in the hotel business, it's amazing. You really don't have to invest that much more to get that high quality, you know, impression and feel that we were after. And it's just, it's amazing. I when I travel around, how I see, you know, all these hotels, new hotels, you know, they have millions of dollars invested in the shell of their building, and then when you get to the guest rooms, you can tell that they've cheapened the guest room package with furniture, fixtures, and equipment, and we opted not to do that just because you know, number one, if the quality lasts longer, and it just, for the bang for the buck, it just makes more sense to step it up a notch.
Here in Newtown is Teddy's Residential Suites and the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, identical properties in Watford City as well, and really encourage folks to you know, give them a try. Make it a stay here as well. We're going to talk with Brett about a lot of things today on the program, including you know, this renaissance that's happening in Newtown, North Dakota, which is great, and just what is, you know, what it's like to develop in this part of the world, and what he's done. He's got some lessons to be learned there, and also just the current environment where things are at with oil and gas development. That and more as we continue. Your calls welcome too on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The days of forgetting to place part orders are long gone. Be ready to manage your entire equipment operation anytime from anywhere with the Case IH Online Parts Store. As your total solution for equipment management, Parts Store lets you connect with your dealer 24/7. Get faster access to genuine Case IH parts and stay organized on the go with the free MyShed mobile app. Visit Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow to talk to us about registering for Parts Store. Or search for us, partstore.caseih.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, I'm looking at my travel calendar, and it says Missoula, Montana on it. Yeah, guess why I'm going to Missoula, Montana? I just can't wait. I can't wait. The NDSU Bison are taking on Montana. This is going to be a lot of fun. And Discovery Benefits, one of the fastest-growing companies in America, now more than 500 employees strong. They're based in Fargo, and they're hiring, by the way. is our title sponsor for our Drive for Five broadcast for What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula. We'll be there the Friday, the Saturday game. DiscoveryBenefits.com. Click on careers and find out more about why this is such a great place to work. Named a best place to work by Business Insurance Magazine for five straight years. Shields also bringing you our broadcast from Friday Night Lights to crisp weekend afternoons. Here's to football and to the players who make it great. Good luck to the NDSU Bison this season from Shields. Hanson Runsville Funeral Home on the Bison. What makes a champion? They say talent, courage, mindset, never give up, never give in. Muscatel Subaru, Homeowners Financial Group, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, best pie in the Northern Plains. Folks that have been to the K-Fire Agri International know about that. As well as Catalyst Medical Center, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Inland Home Mortgage. In addition to our friends at Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oilfield Services, Mainstay Suites Tioga, and Inland Home Mortgage. All right, we're going to have a great time. So look forward to it. By the way, 550 K-Fire, the mothership of the What's on Your Mind Network, also the mothership for the NDSU Bison, and the big game will be on 550. Okay, here's a question for you. I mentioned earlier this little food fight breaking out on illegal immigration and I guess just sort of leadership skills, the differences between Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. And they went back and forth at separate press conferences. They were sort of dueling press conferences about each other. And, of course, CNN's loving this. This is a montage, actually, from CNN that aired back and forth. I want to know what you make of this and who you think comes out ahead of the game. Roll it, Matt, if you would.
Jeb Bush wants Common Core. I want local education.
But here's the deal. We're a conservative party, aren't we? Yep. Republican Party? I think what people are eventually going to vote for is a proven conservative leader that's done it. Not talked about it. It's actually done it.
Have I gotten under Jeb Bush's skin? I don't know. I will tell you this. You mentioned the word skin. He said the other day, one of the dumber things I've heard ever in politics, when talking about Iraq, that we, the United States, he said, have to show them that we have skin in the game in order to go into Iraq. We've lost $2 trillion, thousands of lives, wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And he's talking about we have to show them that we have skin in the game.
Mr. Trump doesn't have a proven conservative record. He was a Democrat longer in the last decade than he was a Republican. He's given more money to Democrats than he's given to Republicans. It wasn't that long ago that he was for and continues to, hadn't denied, I don't think, the fact that he's for a tax on assets.
Well, I think Jeb Bush is totally out of touch on women's health issues.
He was for a single-payer system for health care until very recently. Not a very conservative point of view.
Jeb Bush is a low-energy person. For him to get things done is hard. He's very low energy.
Look, Mr. Trump has clearly got talent. I mean, there's no denying that. He's won over a lot of people. People are very angry about how Washington's not working. He's tapped into that. I respect people that feel the way they do, for sure. But when people look at his record, it is not a conservative record.
All right, there you go. A little food fight between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump. Who won? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Now, let me analyze the back and forth a little bit. I thought that Donald Trump, while he's clearly being Donald Trump, he isn't quite the Megyn Kelly, like, haymaker Donald Trump, right? He's more of the, that's wrong. They were still pot shots. And he's taking him on. He's doing it based on policy, saying, you're wrong on Common Core. You're wrong to say that about Iraq. He's specifically picking those out. Jeb Bush is doing a little more of the, for instance, he's a conservative. And I think he had the one example about the tax thing, but I think Donald Trump wins that round just because of the specificity a little bit of what he's saying. But I want your take on that. Tell me if you think that's... right or wrong. I'm trying to find out the context. I remember the criticism of the skin in the game thing, but I don't remember exactly what his quote was. And, just trying to see if I could find the actual quote. Sometimes these things are taken out of context a little bit, but I would love to. Here's a clip from the Iowa State Fair. Bush said, first of all, the Iraqis want our help. They want to know that we have skin in the game. Okay, here it is. They want to know we have skin in the game, that we're committed to this. We don't have to. Then this guy says, hey, they booted us out in 2011. Bush says, excuse me? We had to get out in 2011. Bush says, we didn't have to get out in 2011. A guy says, your brother signed that deal. Bush says, it could have been modified, and that was the expectation. Everybody in Iraq and everybody in Washington knew that this deal could have been expanded to now. The guy says, your brother signed a bad deal, that was talking with him at the Iowa State Fair. That sounds like an Obama voter, because Barack Obama wouldn't ultimately. He wanted out. He used that deal, and Bush is actually right there. But on the point of the Iraqis want our help, they want to know if we have skin in the game. Are we going to do our part to take out ISIS? Are we going to stand from the sidelines? I think that's a criticism of Barack Obama, who's wanting to ride on the sidelines. So I don't think that's something to criticize of Jeb Bush myself. But would welcome your opinion if you think differently about that. He's saying Barack Obama is not lifting a finger to go in there and take on ISIS and let Iraq know we've got your back here. All right? He's I think what Donald Trump is trying to equate it to is saying we don't have enough skin in the game, as in, you know, ignoring the sacrifices that happen as a result of that. So I think it's typical of a soundbite back and forth without much in the way of substance there. So I want to talk some more about that and welcome your take on it. A couple minutes left here before the break, and I want to get a chance to chat with my co-host for today, Brett Erdman from New Leaf Hospitality. We're at Teddy's Mainstay Suites in Newtown, North Dakota, and we're brought to you today by, among others, Wrench Chevrolet Buick. Right here in Newtown, the heart of Lake Sakakawea. I've been happily serving the area for 47 years. Mike or Doug, want you to come on in and tell them you heard about this on our show, and visit them at RentChevrolet.com. Rent Chevrolet Buick, family owned and dedicated to serving all of your automotive needs since 1968. They're down on the main street. How's the project coming? How are we doing with the road construction in Newtown, Brett?
Oh, it's coming along real well. It's kind of chaotic right now, but. That's the way it is when you go through a total revamp of downtown and the main street going right through town there. But it's going to be phenomenal when it's done.
It really is. And I think, again, that's part of it. It's emblematic of everything that's happened in the Bakken. You know, a chaotic pace, and now there's a little calmer pace. And then really, it's calm is relative. It's just calm compared to the chaos. But it's a heck of a lot less calm than many other parts, even of North Dakota and certainly the country. But what's gonna happen as a result of that is what really is most important. We're going to talk some more about that coming up. Plus, is the term anchor baby offensive? We've got to get to that. Governor Tim Pawlenty on Trump and more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-$4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or crunch. 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each, or two for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I am offended by the term anchor baby. I am offended that such a term exists to reward people that have broken our immigration laws. Thank you.
All right, Larry, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Here's how this came up. I'm going to play this clip from a press conference that Donald Trump held in which a reporter was challenging him. Well, you'll hear the reporter's a little bit hard to hear, but he's saying, you know, you claim to have a big heart, you claim to be not mean spirited, but you use this term that's offensive to a lot of people. Here, roll that, Rev.
You said that you have a big heart and that you're not mean spirited. Are you aware that the term anchor baby? That's an offensive term. People find that.
You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it? So you know what? Give me a different term. What else would you like to say?
The American born child is undocumented immigrant.
Oh, you want me to say that? Okay. I said, no, I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby. Go ahead.
All right, he got enough of that. And if you couldn't hear the reporter was suggesting he replace anchor baby with the term American-born child of an undocumented immigrant. So what do you think? Who's right, Donald Trump or the reporter? Call me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And by the way, up for grabs today, a little Cottage Cafe gift certificate. Folks around Bismarck, Mandan and the region, well, you can be from the moon and want to go into the little Cottage Cafe and in Mandan and have their brownies or their caramel rolls or their great breakfast or their meals all the time. It's just one of those old-fashioned, iconic cafes that's really a cafe, and they serve a lot of great Cloverdale products. So it's worth the drive wherever you're from. If you're a lucky winner today, it's on us from the good folks at Cloverdale. Anchor baby. Got a problem with that term? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, making plans to be out of Big Iron, and I'll bet you're going to see some Apache sprayers out there, maybe even the 2016s, but if you can't wait for Big Iron, I would get on in to their Mandan or Frontier North Dakota locations and take a look at the 2016s. And maybe a little gander at the 2015s because they have some deep, deep discounts on those as well. They also have low-interest financing, so you can say, you know what, I got to upgrade. And it's some of the best equipment there is, the best warranty in the business, the reliability, incredible. Their service department, like the Maytag repairmen, they're not busy because these things are always in the field working. They just don't break down. HighPlainsApache.com to find out more. Check out that ET Ag Center, too, with all the name brand parts in the application industry, whether it's the tips, the pumps, the hoses, the fittings, the valves. They've got them at High Plains Apache. Coming to you today, live and direct from Newtown, North Dakota, and I got a co-host today, Brett Erdman is here, Brett from New Leaf Hospitality. So, Brett, you're a businessman.
Yep.
You're a developer.
Yep.
Donald Trump-esque.
Yeah.
What do you think of a guy like this being in a presidential race?
Well, my personal opinion is I think it's really refreshing. I think that everything that he brings to the table is different perspective and different style, and obviously why he's got so much traction is because he is totally against the norm of typical politics, and people find that refreshing.
Maybe it'll help reform politics, if nothing else. I mean, we're going to talk to Tim Pawlenty himself, a presidential candidate, who said this guy could be the nominee because he's really, exposed a rawness. He has a rawness, and people like it. And his whole anchor baby is a good example, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't personally like the term anchor baby. You and I were just talking about that off the air because, to me, a baby's a baby, mm-hmm. right? That's a human being.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like the fact that someone would come here illegally and have a baby so they can take advantage of our immigration system and our laws. That's bad.
Yeah.
And we ought to fix that because that's just stupid laws. But don't blame the baby and don't give it some, hyphenated name.
Yeah, it's anchor means it makes it seem like it's a negative thing. I don't know a better word. Maybe displaced baby.
It's just a baby.
Yeah.
A baby here that is here and allowing his parents to stay here because we have
right.
we have a broken immigration laws. You know, the fact that the guy doesn't care that he says it when every other politician runs around walking on eggshells to make sure they don't say the wrong thing. That's what I hope is reformed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's we're too sensitive.
We are for sure. Let's take a few calls here. Fred and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Todd and Scott. I just think that, anchor baby is an apt description. I don't take any offense to it. I don't see the problem with it. Why use 15 words to describe something when you can use one?
Wasn't that priceless from the reporter? Oh, you should be calling it an American-born child of an undocumented immigrant. There's got to be an acronym for the, A-B... O-C-U-I, I guess. Yeah, that's what we'll call him now.
Yeah.
My Lord.
I wonder what his journalistic skills are if he's always using, he could probably write an article in 10 words rather than using 100.
Yeah, exactly. A reporter of all people ought to be able to do a little better in the economy of words department, right?
Yeah, but I guess it would work if you're writing an essay and they want a 10,000-word essay, and, if he can describe one word with 100 words, then, he can get his essay done.
No kidding. I love it, Fred. We'll have a little contest for reporters. Okay, you guys have all the answers, so let's see how you can do this a little better. Good call, Fred. Thanks for calling the Big Flavor Hotline from Cloverdale. And Jerry in Newtown is next. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Yes, sir. These reporters, I have to pat them on the back because they just keep making Mr. Trump look that much better. I have 7 grandchildren, and the term anchor baby doesn't offend me in the least, and I'm really tired of people being offended. I don't care if they're offended. That's the point that I've reached with all this politically correct stuff. And just 3 cheers for Mr. Trump. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Folks, do you think this is going to change politics? Do you think this is going to change how we're governed? Can we end? I have said before, political correctness is a disease. In fact, it's deadly. We've seen that with what's happened at Fort Hood. So maybe we can once and for all recognize political correctness for the poison it is out of Donald Trump's rise to the top of the polls here. What do you think? Chris Christie had a version of this going for a while out in New Jersey as well. I think this could be good. Stuart in Gladstone, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Stuart.
Hey, good morning, guys. Beautiful day out here. Hey, Scott, I wanted to touch base. You said something that we need to change a law. We don't need to change the laws. The 14th Amendment already states that if a woman comes in illegally, she is not obeying by the law of the land. So therefore, that baby is already not a U.S. citizen. by our 14th Amendment.
That's a fair point, Stuart. I think maybe enforce the laws rather than change the laws. But we got a few to change, too. Sanctuary cities, I don't think they should be legal. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, that, you know, some city can trump, you know, federal legislation. But meanwhile, federal law tells us we have to define marriages between anybody that wants to call it a marriage. You know, so that's upside down. But you've got a good point on your part. It's really just enforce the current laws, right?
That is correct. You know, we have all these laws. Why don't we enforce them? That way everything is legal. Why aren't we enforcing the laws that we already have a constitution for?
It's a very good point, Stuart. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Live from Newtown, North Dakota, one of our top 10 towns. We're going to be talking about Newtown all year long now, and we're looking forward to that very much. Brett Erdman is in for Todd Mitchell today, and Brett is our host at Teddy's Residential Suites in beautiful Newtown, North Dakota. If somebody's not been to Newtown before, how would you describe it, Brett?
That's a good question. Well, right now it's a city in transition. For the last, out here in the Bakken area, it was one of the last places to kind of take off with development and to get the momentum going that all the other cities had, like Williston and Watford City and Dickinson and Minot and Killdeer and all the others. It was a little bit behind as far as development, but now it appears that that it's on the map now, and people are starting to come in and realize that there's viable development opportunities here, and you can really see it when you come in now. It's a beautiful town. I mean, it's we talked about it several times. It's got the beautiful hills and the badlands looking areas to the north and to the south, and then it's got the beautiful, bridge and the river and the lakes, and it's just. It is really truly one of the most beautiful areas in North Dakota, and if people haven't been out here, I know there's so many people from Fargo and Bismarck or out east that I talk to that have not been out here, and when they get out here, they're just amazed by everything that it has to offer from a recreational point of view.
You got to get out here and see it, folks. Yeah, I had lunch yesterday with the president of a major entity in North Dakota. And he was asking a lot of questions about the Bakken, how things are going and, how things are at, and had never been out here. Really didn't have an idea how it was going. And he said, I should go out there, and everybody should. So if you haven't been there, there's a lot of opportunity here. And land right next door to us, right here, and some other places for development, give Brett a call about, too. We'll tell you about that a little later. Hey, Galen and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Regarding Donald Trump.
Yes, sir.
And Governor Bush, to me, Donald Trump is ahead, and I like, even with all the other candidates, seems to stay more on the policies, on issues, and I think that is great for the Republican Party and also great for the United States, dealing with specific issues, which are the real problems, and can use words that are more politically correct, it doesn't matter, but we need to deal with the difficult issues that our country is facing.
All good points. Galen, appreciate the call. Thanks for calling, and we're getting closer to that little Cottage Cafe gift certificate winner from Cloverdale. Speaking of Cloverdale, if you want some bacon, some summer sausage, some ham, Jason's Superfoods is the place. By the way, it'll soon be four times the size of their current store and opening next month. Offering the grocery variety needed for the current and future growth of Newtown. It's part of the Super Value brand, Jason's Superfoods, your family's choice for freshness and value. Jason's Superfoods, a proud sponsor of our broadcast today from the top 10 towns on our list here on What's On Your Mind, and they include Newtown, North Dakota. And we'll continue with more of our conversation with Brett Erdman and others. Governor Tim Pawlenty at the bottom of the hour to talk about Donald Trump's rise and his prediction that he might just be the nominee. How about that? Brett in for Todd today, who is under the weather, but on the mend. We understand, a little scare last night, ended up at the ER. Thought he was having a little ticker trouble there, some chest pain, but turns out, A-OK. Pretty much. Getting some tests done today, just to double check, but not the scare we thought last night. So that's where Todd is today. If you're missing Todd, the Radio God's voice on What's On Your Mind, call us at 800-228-0550. More after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hanson Runsold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you could see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copper Door Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Anchor Baby, if you're coming over illegal and you're in this country and she's pregnant, what undocumented type work is this pregnant woman doing? So the reporter needs to change its term right there. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call and the comment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So you don't like American-born child of an undocumented immigrant. Got it. Rick and Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Rick, are you there? Rick went away. Rick, you got to give us a call back if you want to get on the program here. We actually have a guest that's going to join us, so we'll continue with more of your calls after the top of the hour. We're going to chat with more folks from the Newtown business community today. Also check in with a member of the city council about what is happening. One of our top 10 towns, plus Tim Pawlenty's on today's program. Former presidential candidate, governor of Minnesota, get his take on the presidential race. His comments at Bloomberg here recently caught my attention because he's identified, I think, correctly why Donald Trump has a shot at being the nominee, number one, and number two, why he's connected with the American public. So we're going to talk about that. We are in Newtown, North Dakota today. I want to thank our fine sponsors that have helped make this broadcast possible. We're coming to you from the beautiful Teddy's Residential Suites, and of course that's right next door to Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and Brett Erdman, our co-host today, with us as well. Our friends, we're going to talk to Jason Superfoods owner Jason Tracy in just a moment. Our friends at A&W Repair and Recovery, available 24-7, thanks to Wes and Allie Johnson over there. Wrench Chevrolet Buick, United Prairie Co-op, the premier provider of renewable fuels and agronomy products in the Newtown area. And as well, our next guest here, who is Jason Tracy. You've heard of Tracy's Superfoods. We have Jason on the phone with us today. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, Scott. How are you?
I was starting to say, tell folks, folks are probably familiar with Tracy's Superfoods, but there's going to be a Jason Superfoods, and so you're already here, but you're building even bigger and better in Newtown, right?
Absolutely.
How's the project coming along?
It's coming real nice. We have, we're starting to sheetrock, paint, walls are going up. It's coming around really nice.
What I asked Brett this earlier. For folks that haven't been here, how would you describe Newtown? What's happening? What's going on here now?
Very progressive. I'm with Brett. Things started off a little slow, but Newtown's come a long way with the Main Street project and the development. Housing's now available. There's apartments for rent where those are very tough to find before. Main Street's looking nice. It's going to be a great project when it's finished.
What do you want people to know about this community?
It's a great community to bring your family to. There's, tons of stuff to do. You got a beautiful lake, and recreation is great. Fishing is awesome. Great place to own and operate a business. The community is very supportive of the businesses in Newtown.
How in the world do you have time to fish with all the supermarkets you got to keep tabs on?
I got always go with my partner Brett over there. He seems to make time for me. he's my guide.
Are you the guide, Brad? You didn't tell us you had fishing guide abilities.
Yeah, I like to get out there and fish when I can.
Yeah, that's a big part of being here, right? I mean, if you're working as hard as you are to develop here, and you guys have, obviously done this in the middle of a chaotic time. I keep calling it a chaotic time, and I think there's a little bit of a calmer time right now, but that's just compared to what it was. You got to have a little break and soak in some of this beauty and get out there, right?
Yeah, you do. You definitely have to get out there and enjoy the scenery and download a little bit. Let your mind decompress, right, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to get out there on the water, and Brett and I drop some ideas by each other, talk a little business, relax, and just get away from the office for a while.
Absolutely. So give me a 30,000-foot view from day one when you open Jason Superfoods on the latest, greatest in a supermarket. What are you going to have here?
We got a lot going on there, Scott. Tons of state-of-the-art equipment starting to be delivered and installed. We'll have the variety that you'll find in the big cities. Anything that, we're always open to ideas from customers of things they want, and we should have the room and space to be a one-stop shop.
That sounds great. And go ahead, Brett, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I help him out here because I think one of the things that he's doing that's really great is a really expanded deli right when you walk in the building, and also a really fancy big liquor store there too, with a lot of options. So it's going
to
be nice.
And those are important staples to small towns. Those are, you know, those are how you bring more families here to know, wow, I've got the conveniences. So that is a bold investment and a good one. And would you do it all over again, Brett and Jason? Has this been fun?
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of challenges, but with all good things, challenges come. So, but yeah, it's been great. The city of Newtown's been great to work with. You know, I couldn't ask for a better team of supporters to get us up and rolling.
Yeah, they got a great mayor here, and great. You'll be talking to one of the council members here later, but Newtown's definitely coming around, and bright future.
Sounds good. Well, gentlemen, thanks a bunch. Brett's going to stick around, be our co-host for hour number two coming up live from Newtown. And Jason, good to hear from you again. All the best to you. Thanks.
Hey, good talk to you, Scott.
You as well.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guarantee.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.